It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the new Marshalltown Area United Way Executive Director, Debbie Collins. How you doing today?
I'm well, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by and introducing yourself to our listeners, because we do a lot with the United Way here. We'll have United Way Friday start up in September after we have our kickoff for the United Way campaign this year. So tell me a little bit about your background and what kind of led you to taking a job here in Marshalltown.
Well, I grew up in Chicago, and I went to Western Illinois University. I stayed there and had my kids. My oldest son decided to go to college at Ames. He met the love of his life, and she's a local here from Marshalltown. And they told me I was going to be a grandma, and so that was what kickstarted my drive to come here.
Okay, so does that make you a Cyclone? Because that's a big thing, Cyclone Hawkeyes.
I think I'm going to have to be.
Okay, that's the good side, in my opinion, and all the good people will tell you that. So just remember that.
Well, I don't want to rule anybody out. I am new to town.
Okay, well, a little nudge here for you from me. But tell me what's kind of in your background. You know, $900,000 is the campaign for the United Way. You know,
yes,
fundraising for about 25 agencies here in Marshall County. Tell me a little bit about your background that you wanted to jump to this opportunity.
Absolutely. So I've worked in nonprofit. I worked at a great agency for 7 years, and I just really like to give back to the community. I grew up a little bit poorer, have some history of my own without the resources that we needed at the time. And so I was really invested in the resources and communities and how they come together. And I saw the United Way job opening, and I thought, that sounds like a great job.
Okay. So a previous nonprofit,
yes.
what was kind of what you were dealing with?
Victims.
Okay.
Of sexual assault and domestic violence and stalking. And so we worked with a lot of these types of partner agencies as well. And I was a recipient of United Way for our agency. So I was on the POP committee, on the golf committee, and did all those things too. So it's not new. So I'm super excited.
Yeah. So, but you've worked with people that are kind of in crisis. That is kind of a one arm or one area of a focus with the United Way here. But working in that nonprofit, what role did you fill? Were you a fundraiser? Were you working in program? Where was
I did it all. I worked in the program. I was the director for, I'm going to say, almost 5 years. Before that, I worked in education. So I went out and did outreach presentations, did a lot of MOUs with agencies and partner agencies so that we had all the resources, because, you know, anytime a person is in need, it's not a one-stop shop. You have to be able to have all the resources in order for them to thrive. And so I think that's what I love most about this job, is that I get to be a part of all of that. And we have so many agencies who have great resources for our community members.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, trying to meet 25 agencies. You've only been here, what, like a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, so I actually moved in last weekend. And the 2 weeks before that, I was traveling back and forth from Macomb to Marshalltown, working part-time there, working part-time here in hybrid. So it's good to be here finally and not have to travel so much, with the gas prices right now. That was a little difficult.
Yeah,
I do work
in
nonprofits.
So, Debbie, then, just tell me what's kind of been the first few weeks. Like, I imagine you're drinking from a fire hose.
I do. I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose, but I like it. I like a good challenge. So I've been just working to get to know the board members, working to know the partner agencies. I'll be reaching out to our donors because I'd like to meet them one-on-one. I have been doing a lot of reading, a lot of onboarding with United Way Worldwide, just to get a better idea of how United Way's run.
So tell me, has anything kind of stood out about the community of Marshalltown? I know the United Way, this role is kind of a big deal here in this community.
It is. So I lived in Chicago, so that's a big, right? So you don't really know a whole lot of people. You just know your people. I lived in Macomb. It was a great community, smaller than Marshalltown. So I was a little bit nervous coming here, but everybody here has been so welcoming. Everybody is so involved. It truly is a one tight community. And it's just been so, I don't even know the word, just I'm so happy to see everybody involved. Everybody here has just, you know, very huggy, and I, you know, that's, I'm getting used to that too. So I've enjoyed that. Just everybody's so nice. Like, it truly is just so nice. Like, I'm surprised.
Yeah. One thing I learned when I covered multiple counties with the Boy Scouts, when you said, you know, raising money is going to stay here for Marshalltown, people in this community would rally behind it, but they didn't want to see it going, you know, other places. They want to help our community, and we really rally behind one another.
Yes. There's just, everybody's so involved and knowledgeable and welcoming, and they interlock with what they're doing with other things. And I think that's just great. Like, I'm so happy to be a transplant here.
Yeah. I also a transplant coming in and working in some nonprofit world, and really this community embraced me at such a young age. Tell me, Debbie, what's kind of your fundraising background? Do you have any big wins in your history working with a nonprofit?
So we were restricted a bit, you know, like how much we could raise, but I did work with other agencies that raised money for us, and we were able to bring in $70,000 at each of that, you know, that event. So I also worked with United Way in Macomb. I was on the POP committee and the golf committee, and we brought in really good money for that too.
Yeah, and so we've got a good golf event that we do every single year here. Yes. How's your golf game?
I don't golf well, but I enjoy the game. Yeah. I'm a better passenger in the cart, though. But yeah, our golf outing is on June 12th. I think we have 5 teams that we still need, so get signed up for that.
Yeah, best ball tournament there at the American Legion Golf Course. Yes. Go ahead.
My ball would not be the best ball.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm along for the laughs, and, you know, I can open a beer when people need it during the round.
So. I'll bring you one.
Exactly.
Are you going to golf?
I'm not sure if I've got a team together. I think we golfed in it a few years ago as a station here, and I know Dave's putting together a team.
One of the problems you have, Zach, is you have golf clubs that are made for toddlers.
Well, I have not upgraded my golf club set since high school, so there's that.
I have a great golf set. I just don't know how to use it. I don't know what numbers go for what. You know, I just pick the prettiest one in swing.
Yeah, see.
Multiple times.
Debbie, I think your clubs would be a little short for me, though. Yeah. That was my issue. Kyle kept throwing clubs at me, and I'm like, these are for toddlers.
Ouch.
I agree with you, Kyle. Ouch. I think he called me short.
No, he called me short. And I'm taller than Debbie.
Yeah, but
everybody's taller than me.
joined today with Debbie Collins, the new Marshalltown Area United Way Executive Director. What's something that you kind of learned about just the campaign and the yearly cycle? I know, really, you kind of came in at the perfect time because we're right at the beginning.
Yeah, I did. Like, I came in early, so that's been great. Just learning about all the events that we do, all the volunteers, which thank you to all the volunteers out there. I haven't met all of you yet, but I'm willing. You know, our duck race is tomorrow at 2:00. It's our first one, so I, you know, I've been able to learn a little bit about that. We're going to be releasing 500 ducks off the Emerson Bridge near the skate park. We have about 90 ducks left, and we'll have them there tomorrow to sell. The golf thing has been great.
What do you know about purses? I think that's really the...
Listen, I was on the Power of the Purse committee for years, okay? That's my jam. I'm very excited about the Power of the Purse. Yes.
It is the craziest night for ladies in Marshall County, as Kyle likes to call it.
I call it Girls Gone Wild in a good way.
It is a Girls Gone Wild, right? And this year it's on a Friday night, right. So yes. That should bring in a little more people, a little more excitement, maybe a little more fun.
Yeah, we're excited.
It's hard to recover on a Friday.
Yeah, I always wondered why it was on a Thursday. I guess it was on, what was it, handbag day last year, I think?
I do not remember why we've always had it on Thursdays, but it's difficult to get going on the Friday after.
You should come and model some purses for us.
Well, I'm the MC.
Kyle's been the MC for the last few years.
Well, Zach, you can model some purses for us.
I modeled some purses a few years ago. I would be willing to come back
there
again, especially on a Friday night.
On a Friday night, right?
Yeah, it makes things nice and easy.
It is one of my favorite
events. 1 minute left.
Well, thanks, Kyle.
I'm giving you the 1 minute.
I appreciate that. So, Debbie, you know, what are you excited for now that you've kind of gotten to at least move to Marshalltown? You're going to settle in, it sounds like, this weekend or try to. What are you excited for in the future here?
I am just excited to see United Way grow, and I hope I can be a part of that.
Okay. $1 million? Is that where we're
going? I would love $1 million.
It's such a round number to get to.
Right. I was trying to get maybe Kyle to do that challenge again, so if you know, you know.
Oh, man. If you know, you know.
If you know,
All I know is it involves tight clothing.
And cold.
Well, Debbie, I appreciate you stopping by today, introducing yourself to the audience. It's going to be great to get to know you over the next couple of years.
So if anybody's out there wants to meet me, just come on into the office.